Our art scene series coinciding with the broadcast of the Ken Burns Lynn Novick documentary, Vietnam War, concludes today with part two of a conversation involving participants in the Warrior Writers Group that meets monthly at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock. Jennifer Pakanowski is the founding facilitator.
Warrior Writers is essentially a community of veterans and civilians, but mostly focused on doing writing workshops for veterans. Not necessarily for craft, but more expressive, more of telling our stories. And then, you know, it could be edited after that. But mostly it relies primarily on bringing that camaraderie and community back into our lives, because the biggest killer in our community, our veteran community, is isolation. And then that can lead to addiction and homelessness and then suicide. So I believe that writing and the creative arts really helps bring us together. And the writing, the beautiful writing and stories and experience, are kind of a byproduct of the camaraderie and the community.
Jenny Pakanowski, poet, combat veteran, and founding facilitator of the Warrior Writers Group, meeting each month at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock. Also in that group, Rebecca Hasselman and Larry White. And they came to the WVIA studios to talk with us about warrior writers, their writing, and their service.
Actually, I was with the 320th Military Police in Ashley here. I started in the 402nd. I spent 21 years being a military policeman in the reserve program. Was in Desert Storm and Iraqi Freedom, both.
How about you, Rebecca?
I'm actually still serving in the Army Reserves. I joined out of Ashley, Pennsylvania. That was my first unit. And then now I'm out of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
This is continuing the conversation about warrior writers. What drew you each to take part?
Well, honestly, I came to warrior writers as individual looking to make contact with an organization that I was involved with. I was president of Hunts for Healing at the time. And what we do is outreach to veterans and stuff. And I came to talk to Jenny when she was bringing it to the Dietrich Theater at the first event that she had there, just to find out what it was about, tell her, you know, what we were doing, to see what would fit the veterans. One thing may fit one person, may not fit the next person. Well, it was funny because Jenny said, well, since you're here, you know, why don't you learn about what we're doing? So she said, take a seat right there and grab a pen. I said, whoa. I said, I can't even spell, let alone, you know, punctuate or any of that stuff. I'm not a writer. And she goes, that doesn't matter. She says, sit down, make yourself at home, and just see what we do. And from doing that, we're about a year and a half, probably a year or three quarters into it, and I've been there ever since, you know. So it was kind of neat. It's nothing I ever pictured myself doing, but I see a need for it in the community, and it is a way. She's, you know, also said that we do have programs where we'll read some of our pieces to the community in workshops and stuff, which brings public awareness, you know, with what some of the vets are dealing with and the struggles that they have and stuff like that.
And the Hunts for Healing.
Hunts for Healing, what we do is post 9/11 vets that are coming fresh back off the battlefields, giving them an avenue, basically the hunting, and we also do fishing and family camps and things like this as the program has developed, to reach a need in the veteran community where we create a safe environment, kind of like this workshop, that they have some place to go. Like I said, one thing may fit another person better than the next person. You know, there's Equines for Freedom. There's all these different organizations that are out there. And finding what fits that veteran is kind of what drives us to motivate and get the help that individual may need.
And how about you, Rebecca? What drew you to Warrior Writers?
Well, how I got involved with actually veteran groups in general was I got home from deployment. I was home for a couple months. I was locked in my house. I barely came out. Then I finally started going to work. Larry calls me and he goes, oh, I'm involved in this group. I need help. And he needs help. So of course I'm going to go help him. So I go help him with Hunts for Healing. And then about a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago, when he went to go talk to Jenny and see what they were all about. He told me about it, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Not for me. So I go up his house a lot. We hang out. We go fishing. And he's like, come on, you know, you need to come to Warrior Writers. And I'm like, no, this isn't for me. My dad's the writer. I'm not. And so I was up his house, and he's like, look, it's like in 2 hours. You have to drive by it on the way home. Just come check it out for 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, Larry, I'll check it out for 10 minutes. I sat down, and I just started writing and loved it.
So in both cases, you never would have predicted, and there you both are. Here you both are.
Yeah.
What difference does it make, then, to be able to put your thoughts or emotions or experiences down on the page like this?
I've found that a lot of things sometimes are kind of buried in your thought process. You don't bring them out to really take a look at them or that. With our group, we'll write a piece. They'll give prompts or that might get you started. Or you can do your own program, which means you can write about anything you want. So a lot of times a person will read something and you might connect with, oh yeah, I was to a similar situation or experience something kind of on the same lines, and you get talking about it, and then kind of it might lead into the next thing you might write about or that. It gives you an avenue.
Is that similar, or how would you express it, Rebecca?
It gives me an outlet, because just like it's hard to express things, but what the thing is, the zone is a no judgment zone. So we're safe there, where in civilian life, we're not safe. People judge us for what we've had to do and carry out our missions. And here we can talk about things, joke about things, and just express it out without being fearful that somebody might hate us for it or judge us for it or just be nasty to us for it.
And we heard from Jenny that your experience as a woman in the military has been something that has come out in your writing.
Yes, it has. She actually asked me to put down in writing what it was like for me to be a female veteran. And for me, that was probably one of my hardest prompts. It took me probably about a month to write, and I wasn't even sure how to express it and if it was right coming out. And then I shared it with them, and they were like, oh my gosh, people on the civilian side and on the military side, it just blew them away, which for me was like, I never realized I could do anything like that.
When you find a group to take part in like this, you're safe and you can feel validated. For example, your experiences were real and they did matter because you know other people have had them. Is that something of what this group does?
Yep. Being a U.S. service member, you know, whatever branch you were, brings a sense of pride. We all bring that to the table in whatever branch we served under. And it gives, again, that gives us a common ground. We bond that way. You know, we razz each other, you know, of course, because everybody's got the best branch, you know. But it's kept lighthearted, and we really grow as a unit together that way, I believe.
When you expressed the fact that civilians can be, the civilian world can be mean and cruel and just incapable of understanding what you might have experienced, when you share what you've written with them then, and you said you actually blew people away because they wouldn't imagine that someone had gone through that, or women might have gone through what you went through, that breaks down the barriers, does it? To begin to help break down the barriers?
I kind of look at it as two worlds. You have your military world and your civilian world, which I also call like your old world and your new world. So what Warrior Writers does, it helps bridge that gap and make it to one world again, where a lot of veterans are in two worlds, and we need to bridge that gap by using some organization to bridge it.
Would you share your poem that Jenny told us about with
us? Yes. I entitled it, I Am Not Your Pawn. I wear the same boots. I wear the same uniform. I wear the same dog tags. I know I look different. Why does it matter? You make me uncomfortable. You make me jump. You make me cringe. Would you talk to them like that? I feel judged. I feel threatened. I feel awkward. I cannot say that. What if I do? then I am judged. Then they say, I cannot handle that. Then they say, I was not harassed. Maybe I changed, not you. Maybe I was the problem, not you. Stop! You're the pig. You're the one who cannot handle it. You're the abuser. You're the assaulter. Yes, I changed. I am stronger. I am different. Step back. Step back. I am not here to be your pawn. I am not here to play your games. I am here to work. I am here to stay. I choose my side. You pig, stay off my line. I chose to surround myself with true gentlemen, elite soldiers. Don't judge me for my body. Don't judge me for my hair. I am not your pawn. I wear the same boots. I wear the same uniform. I wear the same dog tags. I am a female soldier. Not your pawn, not your toy, definitely not your treasure. Show me respect, show me kindness. Don't show me your gems. Don't touch me, don't treat me differently. I am a soldier, just like you.
Thank you. There's anger there, there's strength, there's a sense of betrayal, there's a sense of claiming your self-respect and standing your ground. It's all there. Did writing that help you feel stronger inside?
It gave me a vent to get it out. I held it in for so long, and I didn't want to admit anything happened. In the military, we're trained a lot of different things, but until it happens to you, you can't necessarily get it out. And they always say it wasn't you, that it was them. And when it happens to you, you always think it was your fault that you did something wrong. And it took me a very long time to learn that it wasn't my fault, that I didn't do anything wrong.
It must have been hard, too, that you weren't protected by the institution that you love and were giving your life for.
They try their hardest to prevent it, but it's very hard to prevent because there's a stigma around it still. And even though we have training to prevent it, not everybody listens to that training, and everybody kind of does what they want, and unless it's reported, it can't be handled. And a lot of soldiers don't report it because it gives you a sense of weakness, that you're not strong, that why did this happen to me? And by getting it out and talking about it, it helps other soldiers too to be able to speak about it, so it prevents these incidents from happening.
Where have you read that? Among the group, the warrior writers?
Yeah, I rung it around the group, and then in Tunkhannock at the Dietrich, we actually had a community event where we invited the community members to come, and I read it there. And you think that the whole room was just silent, and they were just listening, which made me feel great because I knew they were listening, and I knew that most people don't think that this happens, and they think about bombs going off and all this other things, but then they don't understand the other interactions that happen while you're over there. And I thought this brought light to prevent this problem from happening and people understanding.
Which gives you the courage to read it.
Yes.
Again, and share it with us.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And Larry, when you hear something like that, what does it do for you? Does it help you get courage to put things to paper that you might not do ordinarily?
Well, like I said, a lot of, you know, putting it down on paper, a lot of the thoughts that are kind of buried back there and stuff, Rebecca shows the strength that, you know, it can be put down on paper and be brought to a new light and made awareness and hopefully help that next soldier that's down the road. I mean, in the military, we're taught to lead, and that's taking care of your troops. And that's what it's kind of still about.
Do you have one you can share with us?
Sure. Jen mentioned about the suicide rate that's out there. Kind of right now, the number that they're using is 20 a day. When I wrote this, the projection was 22. This I entitled Imagine 8030. I bet when you got up this morning, you never gave it a thought. Most haven't. As you take a shower, got dressed, you have thoughts of what you need to do today. Like get the kids off to school, feed the dog. Maybe by this time it's 1. As you go about your day, pack a lunch, kiss your spouse goodbye, head off to work. Now maybe there is a second. You get to work and figure there is somewhere else I would rather be. By the time lunch rolls around, you can't wait for the day to end. There may be 5 that their day has ended. You push your way through your day, finally get to go home. Enjoy a dinner around the table with your family. Now maybe the count could be 10. You might sit and watch the evening news, but never seem to hear. The count could be 11. That's tragic and dear. The lotto comes on. Could this be the day? Now it's been 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The average is 11. From 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., the average is 11 more. 22 in 24 hours. You might ask what this 22 might be. This 22, this is the average number of veterans who have taken their life today. You might be shocked by this statistic, or maybe you knew. Now imagine 8,030. That's 22 service members, your veterans, by the amount of days in a year, 365.
Thanks so much, Larry. And that's just the opening of this piece. You go on to develop it and take it much further. And what you have been able to do in that piece, of course, is to make statistics real, to give us a sense, particularly as you laid out a typical day, 1, 2, 5. That's very powerful because I don't think we think about it in those terms at all. You take us through the 24 hours and help us to think, wow, by this time. So that's very shaking. And once you've shaken us with that, then you remind us about and pose questions. And I think you all in your writing in some way pose questions to us about, could we do this? Or did you ever think about this? Or did you ever imagine that something like this could happen? That's part of what you're doing in these writing.
That's with what we're trying to do is make the connection with the public that's out there for the awareness and really get the thought process going and see kind of what the soldiers or service members are dealing with.
And it's so much more powerful in a essay or poetic form because somehow it breaks through our defenses in a way, our own defenses, don't you think? Particularly your piece, my heavens, in that way, boom. So it's not just for you that you're doing this, but you're doing it for us too, for all of us.
Yeah. You know, the whole program is to help the soldiers that are out there, service members, you know, whatever branch. And we welcome more participants to come and get involved with us there at the Dietrich. And they're great for hosting us at the Dietrich. It's awesome. Certainly appreciate it all.
Let me just ask you one more question. We were talking with Jenny and asked Jenny what she learned about Vietnam from being in the workshop with Morgan. And I ask you both what you've learned about that era and that experience in American history, because Morgan's been in the group.
Well, we've actually had other individuals that have stopped by the group that have been in during his time and stuff also. And each has their own experiences, and each war has a different makeup. Would I want to be in Vietnam with, you know, the tunnels and all that stuff and things like that, the jungle warfare and everything that they experience? However, on our battlefields, it was different, even from Desert Storm to Iraqi Freedom, which I experienced both. The technologies and you know, just the letters home, and now there's, you know, Skype and all this. Everything has its own fit, I guess. War is war, though. When there's lives taken, It's a loss.
How about you, Rebecca?
The biggest thing was how many more females are in the military now than there were back then. We were sitting the one day in a group and just talking and this, that, and the other thing, and it dawned on Morgan that there are female veterans, that there are female combat veterans, that yes, we are over there and we're over there. And it was like looking at him, it was like this light bulb went off in his head. And Jenny and I just stared at him like, really? And tried not to laugh. And then we just had this group discussion about it to try and see, like, over the airs how we can bridge the gap between the veterans. And, like, not only are we bridging the gaps between the civilians, but between the different airs of veterans.
Rebecca Hasselman and Larry White, members of the Warrior Writers Group, meeting monthly at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock. Larry suggested they are always pleased to welcome new participants. The group meets once each month on a Friday evening. And the next session is on October 13th, followed in November on the 10th, and again December 8th, again Fridays at 7, at the Dietrich Theater in downtown Tunkhannock. For more information on the web, dietrichtheater.com, dietrichtheater.com, D-I-E, T-R-I-C-H-T-H-E-A-T-E-R, dietrichtheater.com. There is no charge involved at all. Warrior Writers, meeting at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock. And the next session, Friday, October 13th at 7:00.